Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to find out a charge that's on our debit card.
All right, I can help you with that. Give me 1 second. 1 second. My system is just moving a little slow here. There it is. All right, what's your shipping zip code?
38478.
All right, your first and last name?
Trevor Brimer.
What was that name again?
Treva, T-R-E-V-A, then Brimer, B-R-Y-M-E-R.
It wouldn't be under another name besides yours?
Maybe Doug, well, our card's got my name, then Douglas Clawwitter.
I don't see that anywhere. How much is the charge for?
$49.97. It came off here before, and we did, it wasn't our charge.
Let's see. Yeah, 40. Okay, yeah, we do have it. Why he's not pulling up? Do you have the card they billed you on? Because for some reason, it's not pulling up by your regular information. Do you have a card?
Oh, yes, sir, ma'am. I've got my debit card.
All right, give me the first 6 and then the last 4 of your debit card. Is that the one the charge is on?
It's a debit card, Doug. Hold on just a second. They just came from the bank. Hold on just a second. I got to get the card because they just came from the bank and they told us to call y'all.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you mean the first 6 on the card? On the card?
Yeah, the first 6 digits and then the last 4.
Okay, it's 5403, 22, and the last 4 is 8794.
All right, give me 1 second. Let's see. Oh, so you said it was, what was the name of the guy? You said Douglas. What was the last name?
Clawwitter.
All right, and verify his address for security purposes.
3926 Minor Hill Highway, Pulaski, Tennessee.
Thank you. I don't know why it's spinning here.
Like I will mind of ours, if we're the spot where you don't get good, good service.
You are right about that. All right, so ask him if he remembers signing up for a pulse oximeter for $7.45 for shipping.
No, they don't do nothing. They don't even have a phone. It's all on my phone.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not sure why they would have his information then.
See, we got a charge on once before, and we had to change our card. And then last night, he come up on there again. And we don't order, stuff from websites and stuff. The only thing I use my card is for, like, Walmart. Through their app.
Yeah, this would have been done, like, probably on, like, an email or text or online. Looks like you would have signed it for a pulse oximeter and paid the shipping. And then
what
you
is
don't
that?
Cancel it. Like, will you check your blood pressure?
No, ma'am. I've got all that stuff here, the blood pressure. Anything we need like that, I've got all the equipment here at home.
Yes,
he's a veteran, and I take care of him, and, anything like that, we've got.
Oh, okay. Well, what we'll do, so you're basically, are you saying that someone has compromised your information and signed you up with our company?
That's what I'm scared of because, I shouldn't have charges come out like that. Well, we don't get on there and do nothing. The only thing I use my debit card for is like on the Walmart app, and then I've got a couple games that I play. I'm about ready to delete all that mess off my phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's probably how you're getting hacked. But I'll get it canceled out. Give me 1 second.
Thank you, hon.
You're welcome. And then you can go to fraud and just let them know that you didn't sign up for this. One second. I don't know why they say it is just. It just started this a couple minutes ago.
Oh, you probably got bad weather because we're in Tennessee, so you never know what our weather's going to be.
Oh,
we
God.
Went,
oh,
one
yeah.
day, they told us here. Next day, it was raining. The next day, it was snowing.
Yeah, my sister used to live there, but she moved to Dallas, and she said y'all always got snow there.
Well, usually where I live, we don't have much snow.
You don't?
Because I live almost Alabama, but we've had snow more this year than we've ever had. Now, the northern part of Tennessee has a lot of snow.
Oh, well,
I don't like cold weather.
I don't either. All right. We try to get a little bit here. Was it like snow flurries, I think, Monday?
Yes, ma'am.
And that's, well, of course, this is the south, so we rarely get snow like every 5 or 6 years or something, probably.
Can I ask where you're at?
Me in Huntsville.
Okay. Well, I live almost to that. Well, we're closer to Alabama than we are in other, you know. But now up, you know, like up the northern part of Tennessee, they usually get a lot of snow. But usually we don't get a lot.
Mm.
I don't like no part of winter. I used to work outside all the time, and I just don't like cold weather at all. I can live without it.
I'm telling. Yeah, I'm that way too. I don't see how. I guess if you're born somewhere you're used to it, but I would not want to be born anywhere they have to shovel snow off.
No, ma'am. I'm happy if it's in the 60s all day. 60 on up, I'm satisfied. I just don't like that cold. No cold.
Me too. I'm always at home under the heat, blasting, about to kill somebody. Yeah, it's a little cold. I don't think it's like, well, it's 59 here today, so I guess it looks like it might warm up a little bit.
It's 50 here.
Is it? Oh, well, good.
Yeah, but I think one day next week we'll be back, because one day our high will be in the 30s, next day it'll be in the 50s, and then it'll be back into the 20s, and it's just very unpredictable right this time of the year. I'm ready for spring to get here.
I am, too.
They can keep that cold weather.
They can keep that. I wish we could just cancel out winter and just...
Yes, ma'am, and this, where it gets dark so early.
Oh, no, I hate that, too. I cannot stand that part.
No, because you can't. It seems like you have more darkness than you do daylight.
Yeah, I hate it when it's 5 or 6 o'clock and it's nighttime. You're thinking it's like 8 or 9.
And it was here for a couple of weeks ago at 4:30 in the afternoon. It was dark. And that's just crazy.
Yeah, oh, yeah. At 4:30, oh, yeah, that is a bit insane.
In the last couple of weeks, this guy was a little bit later. You know, it's getting darker later, but that's just ridiculous. My poor daughter, she could all work up before she gets home. It's dark. You know, and that's just crazy. You need at least a little bit of daylight to at least get home.
You got that right, because at 4:30, that is too early.
And we still got several months of winter to go through.
Don't remind me. All right, well, I'll get you transferred. But like I said, just tell them the same thing that you told me. You didn't sign up for this. Your husband did, and apparently y'all got hacked.
Okay, now I think I'll delete some of this stuff off my phone because evidently it's coming through something.
Yeah, you're right. Probably, like you said, probably through what you said, you have those apps and stuff on there.
Yes, ma'am.
Or whatever you were buying your stuff. Yeah, I'm serious. That's usually how it starts happening when you put your information in online.
Well, I've been buying through Walmart for years. I ain't never had no trouble with them, you know.
Oh, well, probably I wouldn't delete that one, but what else do you have?
But while I've got those few games on there my grandson plays, stuff like that, I think I'm going to have to delete all that stuff.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, delete that. Yeah, not just the Walmart. I said that one should be okay, but.
Yeah, I'm so thankful for the Walmart app because, you know, I don't have to leave home, and you know, especially with all this COVID and all this stuff. Because I'm on up in age, and I got my shots, but still, I can't wear a mask because I'm so claustrophobic, so I stay at home a whole lot. And the Walmart app pretty helps. We finally got where you can go to Walmart, pull up outside, and they'll bring your stuff to you.
Mm-hmm.
Thankful for that because I haven't probably been to our Walmart since COVID. Well, I've never been a big Walmart person. I'm just it's too much. But I like it that I can just go over and pick my stuff up and they can put it in my car, you know. It makes it easier.
Oh, yeah. A lady was telling me that earlier. She said that's what she does. She said she loves it.
Oh, I do too.
I've never tried. I pulled up. I've seen people getting their groceries put in or delivered, but I've never tried it.
Oh, it's so much easier. You don't have. You can get on there. You can get exactly what you want. And you don't have to deal with all the people and all that stuff because COVID's getting worse here too, you know. And at our ages, I mean, he's a veteran. I don't want to bring nothing on him. Even though we've had our shots, they say if people with the shots they're even getting it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because you take the shot. You can still get it. The shot is just to prevent you if you do get it from getting really sick. Like, you know, you may not have to be, like, hospitalized on a ventilator, but, yeah, you can still get it.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I don't see what's the whole purpose of taking it.
Well, we took ours, but I can't wear a mask, you know. He can wear a mask if he goes somewhere, but I can't wear a mask because I've got asthma real bad and I'm claustrophobic as they call them.
I used to stay at home. Well, you better stay at home because if you're out, you need to have that mask on.
Yes, ma'am. No, I just stay at home. I just don't go a whole lot of anywhere. But I'm perfectly content. I got plenty to keep me busy at home.
I bet you do. All right, well, let me get you transferred over. And like I said, they'll take care of it for me from there.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
you have a nice day.
You too.